we're an alt-right extremist movement.
You know it's recording, right?
Absolutely.
How right. you doing, everybody? This is Pennsylvania Patriots. This is Tyler. This is the second Tyler. Tyler K, to be exact. With me is Steven tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of a meet and greet, starting off.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's do a little cool fact about each other. God damn it, I'm doing it again. We're just fucking rolling with it this time. This
you're
is
goddamn
like a
right.
try.
This is full send right now.
I already explained how I got into the Liberty Movement. Tyler here is a wee tod and joined the Army when he was 17.
No, I was only 20.
Really? I thought you went in right after high school.
No, I tried. I was too fat.
Oh, I was too fat as well. But they're like, we're going to throw you in Bubba's fat form. The Marines want you. I'm like, I got a 99 on my ASVAB. Why do you want me?
Because
that's when I was in my bootlicker days.
99 is pretty high, Steven.
Yeah.
It only goes to 100.
I got one question wrong on the ASVAB.
I got a 73, and I was fucking proud of that. But thanks for, you know, literally shitting on my dreams. Just
Tyler, it's like the easiest fucking test you can imagine. It's like, draw a circle. If this gear turns this way, where does that gear turn?
But that's simple shit for you!
Do not eat the crayon.
Alright, so, before we get deeply derailed, we're going to be talking about our origins and where we get our liberty movements and beliefs, so...
Tyler, well, I already did that.
Well, because we were getting derailed.
Yes.
Similar to what we are now. But anyways, so, Steven, have you explained why you're a libertarian? Or why you have joined the Libertarian Party?
I'm still a registered Republican, unfortunately.
I am too, yeah.
I did not get around to changing that. Not that voting matters anymore. And me and you get spicy over that.
It does. It does not matter. I mean,
absolutely. Because if it did matter... They wouldn't let you do it.
It keeps a two-party system. That's all that the
well, that's because all the fucking normies don't realize. They see, we got red rapist and blue rapist. Which one is better?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, to me, they are, it shouldn't matter what color they are or what party they are, rapist.
Tyrants.
Fucking tyrants.
They all should get the rope. This is completely hypothetical in Minecraft, getting the rope, mind you. We're going to delete their Minecraft save, not commit harm.
No, I will throw him directly in the fucking wood chipper.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's pedophiles.
Rapists, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they were talking about chemically castrating rapists so that they would not get aroused anymore over
just
anything?
Just cut their cock off and then they physically can't do anything. Or, you know,
well,
what?
See, that falls under a certain amendment of no cruel or...
It's not cruel and unusual punishment because pedophiles aren't people.
That is true. That is very true. Yes. That's why, I mean, if you ask me, I say let's go back to the old days. I mean, fine. Large tree, tall tree, heavy rope, short rope. You know where I'm going with that. That's right.
Hanging a big old cinder block to their legs and just fucking dropping out the tree.
I mean, I was in a shorter form. I just want to hang them, you know?
Hang them from the overpass. Give them as a warning.
Yeah.
We're really derailed already, but I've had this fantastic idea I've been thinking about for the past couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
You know, like at carnivals and shit, you know, you have those little side attractions, you know.
No.
No shit. Little carnivals don't exist anymore because
25 cents for 25 seconds underwater kind of thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We pull around a wood chipper, but we go to the carnival and be like, $10, fucking throw them in.
$10.
And if you give them $20, you get to put them in feet first.
Yeah. Oh man.
And
so anyways,
all of this will be recycled. Finally, we're gonna put the chippings in the back of, I would say, a trailer of some sort, a receptacle, and then we can use it as fertilizer.
You know, this is Steven, this is the kind of shit that gets us put on a list.
We're already on list.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Have you bought a gun? You're on a list. Simple.
Not legally.
Not legally.
I'm just kidding. For legal purposes, that is a joke. All right.
No, this is not a joke. If we get away with it, I would 100% throw pedophiles and wood chippers.
Yes,
that is not a joke.
Indeed. Yes.
Like I'm not going to, but
I would.
If pedophiles, yeah, pedophiles aren't people. They deserve a bullet.
No, that would be too expensive.
Yeah, dude, fucking not. Like, dude, I have like $50 in my SIG right now with a 9mm. It's 13 pounds, but still, like, it's fucking ridiculous. Have you even ever been able to find ammo at all?
Yeah.
Well, we stocked up, so I'm not worried.
Oh, okay. Well, then you mean to buy more? No, I haven't been able to. No. Not without paying a courageous price.
Absolutely. That's why I'm making fun of all of you. It was like, now the new gun owners, I can understand.
Yes, the new guy. I definitely praise them.
That they have guns for a while, and then they're like, "I don't know, I can't find ammo." Well, motherfucker, you should have bought it when it was cheap.
I like the FUDs that they tried stockpiling up on 30-06 and stuff like that, or 270, thinking that they're gonna defend their home with their grandpappy's bold action Remington 700.
What? Well, the M1 Grand though is a pretty sweet battle rifle, but
I don't know too many FUDs that own that.
Well, of lots of FUDs own M1 Grands, and we have 14s.
But are they technically real FUDs though? FUDs are the ones that, you know, they keep like a 1911 with the magazine in it, but it's not, there's nothing in the pipe, it's not chambered, and it's in their glove box, their truck, separated, the safety's on, and the glove box is locked.
Yeah,
those are the kinds of people I'm talking about. Or are they the ones that
1911 is their only semi-automatic gun?
Pretty much. They're also the ones that run around with that big old round sticker slapped on the back windshield that says NRA.
That's a fucking joke.
Yeah, but it really is a fucking joke, I tell you that.
And you know FUDs aren't actually good with their M1 Garand.
No, they're the ones that sit there and tell you that a Simmons scope is the best scope that you can buy for the money. Or what's another cheap skip? Tasco. Yeah, Tascos.
Hey, I have a Tasco.
I mean, I have a Tasco too, but
my 22 that I just popped around.
Well, I mean, my Tasco is on a pellet gun that I actually, it's at my friend's house sitting, and he shot his TV with it by accident. But anyways, yeah, I know, right? But anyways, staying back on track, so where we get our beliefs. So, obviously, my name is Tyler K to be exact.
Well, there's a lot of Tyler K's out there.
Yeah, there's actually three people with my name in our township alone.
I know, my mom is friends with one of them.
Oh, that's is it me?
She knows somebody. Anyway, she told you about this before.
Yes. So, wow, this is going to be an interesting podcast. So, where do I get my beliefs? So, over the course in 2016 till present, because I was legally allowed to vote in school, and I actually wound up, I took a half day for school, and I went and voted. And, of course, I voted for the Donald J. Trump Republican Party, and I'm a registered Republican. Yeah, and you know what?
We were all part of it. We thought, wow, this might actually change.
Did you ever think about that there would be other parties out there?
I knew the Libertarian Party existed, but I thought it was a joke. I mean, it still is. But
see, I didn't know that. No one ever told me about more than the two-party system of Republican and Democrat. No one has ever told me that. But then somebody actually sat down and they explained to me about how there's other parties, and I was kind of in denial. I was like, what? There's no way. And then
nobody votes for them because nobody cares.
Because nobody knows.
True.
I was thinking about it. I was like, how comes the Democrats and Republicans, you know, it's always like a 37 to 50% race. Where's that other
small minority?
Yeah, where's that? Where are those the people that are voting somebody else in? I had no idea that there was other parties. I knew you could vote somebody in. Hell, in 2016, over 50,000 people voted in Harambe, the dead gorilla. You got to be kidding me.
Well, it's fucking bullshit, dude. All this shit started because they fucking shot them.
Yes. And it went even further downhill when the Cats movie came out.
Yes, that was just horrible.
But so anyway, somebody sat down and they explained to me about the two-party system and what they believed in and is what it was. It was are we really doing this right now?
TV you got pop. Put floor pop.
But
let's do it.
Anyways, somebody sat down and they bumped the bourbon. They sat down and they explained to me about the Libertarian Party and what it means. And I really thought about it, you know, how, like one of the big things that they want is the end of war on drugs.
Absolutely.
And I thought to myself, what? No, no way. I mean, drugs are bad. Like,
drugs are bad.
And then I thought about it, and it was a big eye-opener when a very close friend of mine, won't say his name, but his wife actually overdosed on cocaine. And I was like, you know what, man, I want to get this fucking...
Go, though.
Yeah, well, she's still alive.
Really?
Yeah, I went and took him up to the hospital and stuff. We were there for 30 seconds until he found out what she did, and then we left. But I was like, man, I really want to get this guy. I really want to go get this guy. Can we set him up or something? And I thought about it, and it's like, no, I don't want to go get this guy because, you know, it was kind of her choice.
Very much so.
I mean, she wanted to sniff some heroin, you know, why not? It didn't hurt me. Didn't hurt him.
The only person that hurt was the state not giving their fucking tax revenue. And that's the only reason why.
Right. And we pay for that. We pay for the fucking Narcan that she received. You know, Narcan's $3,000 a shot.
But you can buy it at the fucking drugstore cheap as shit, can't you?
I don't know. I don't need Narcan. I don't really do drugs. Now, I will sniff a fat line of fucking cocaine. For legal purposes, that is a joke. Only in Minecraft. But, you know, it just, they were talking about ending.
Test me, I'm clean.
They were talking about ending the war on drugs. And like I said, I was totally against it. And then I thought about it. Who does it hurt? It hurts nobody but the user.
Well, all the people in the drug war. It hurts a lot of people, mainly the end user and the people selling it. Now, the cartels are another issue, but they wouldn't exist if it was legal.
Correct.
If I go to CVS and get a fucking fat line of coke or, you know, just a little bit of meth, but, you know.
Well, I mean, I do believe that there should be some restrictions on some types of drugs. I mean,
statist.
Like natural occurring drugs such as shrooms or marijuana, cannabis, yeah, whatever you want to say. But yeah,
even cocaine, because it comes from the coca plant. Like the leaves itself, that's how it's refined.
Yeah, and it's just, do you ever watch how they make that shit? They use gasoline and a fucking weed whacker to grind it up.
Well, yeah, that's in the middle of the fucking jungle because it's fucking illegal. There's clean ways of refining it.
Yes. But, you know, I think that there should be some restrictions on some types of drugs, but not all. I mean, professionally made drugs.
Like you're saying, if basically all
pills,
drugs,
for instance.
Like if all drugs were legal, would you have an issue at all with, you know, being prescribed pharmaceutical meth? I'm just throwing that out there. Or
it's
recreational, but through a clean set. That's the thing. Like, I personally don't care. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, yeah, and when I think about it, you know, it's totally up to somebody to do what they want to do, because at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Regardless.
Okay, yes, regardless. And that's just how I feel. But what was your question again? Sorry, I'm feeling this bourbon.
God damn it. Anyway, don't drink all my bourbon.
Dude, I only had 2 sips out of it.
Regardless.
Going to the bar right
my
now,
question please. Would be like, if you, basically, if we were like, Denmark or something like that, or what's that? Amsterdam. That's not in Denmark, I believe. Anyway, where basically everything's legal, you can do what the fuck you want. Do you have an issue with that?
No. As long as something is not hurting my pursuit of happiness or me physically, I don't care.
All right, that's basically where we all agree on that, especially with drugs. Now, will I use them? No. But it's none of my business what anyone else does.
Basically.
It's the same thing with guns. I'm really fervent. There's fucking, no, I want my recreational M1 Abrams, goddammit.
Yes, and to add on to that, I think it should be 110% legal for me to be able to go to an auction, buy a tank or a Humvee or whatever,
with
all the equipment on it. And when I say equipment, I'm talking about
the Mark 19.
The Mark 19, and I want that motherfucker to be fully loaded. Did you ever see a Humvee with air conditioning?
No.
Neither have I. But I tell you what, if I get my hands on one, oh yeah.
I see all
it's probably not going to work very well, but I guarantee one thing. It's
well,
going to be
were,
badass.
You were in the Army. Nothing works, right?
No. Everything in the Army is pretty much slapped. Anything in the general military is slapped ass. Unless you have rank on your chest, it's pretty much slapped ass.
that your guns actually.
But
work.
don't take as everything I say from the Army.
No, they 100%.
I mean, I went through basic combat training. I went through advanced individual training. I passed everything. I actually would have been one of the top students in my AIT from previous experience and
so
what I knew.
Last
89 Bravo, which is an ammunition specialist.
Okay, so you got
learned everything from which is smallest caliber in the military then was 9mm, which still is, excuse me, all the way up to 150mm
artillery. Or was it the Sabuzin for the M1?
What?
The fucking.
I don't know where they went. I didn't know what they went to. I know what they were.
Oh.
For the 150mm Hauser rounds and all that.
Now,
I'm pretty sure that's what
it
was.
Take a hammer and hit the really big primer in one of those artillery shots.
You know, a lot of times they wouldn't go off.
Really?
Yes.
Do you got to really smack them motherfuckers or what?
Not even. Some of them are mechanic. Like, one of them is a MS.
So, there's like the primer.
It's mechanical. It's a mechanical time super quick. So, you can time it. Like, if you only want it to go off a second after it's shot, which, I mean, it only goes fucking 8,000 feet per second. But if you want it to go off 1 second after, you got to time that round for that. And then there's a mechanical time super quick, so it can go off on timer or impact. Other one is radio frequency. It's pretty weird. I didn't really understand that one. Look, it's been a while since I've messed with any of that stuff. But
like artillery rounds, is it just like a really big fucking rifle case pretty much? Or is it... or is it like electronically primed, or do you gotta like when you load that thing in, it activates the primer, so it will go off?
See, some of the stuff is like one of them is the Hauser rounds, and it's actually a big brass case.
Yeah, so it's like a really big fucking revolver round. Almost looks like.
Yeah, it's a straight wall cartridge, with a big base on it, and it even has like a primer on the back of it that can struck by a firing pin. But you take bags. It almost looks like weightlifters, how they have the bag of powder that they powder their hands with. It kind of looks like that, but it's powder for flammable powder.
For a boom boom.
Yeah, for a boom boom. And they put it in the case, and then they put the actual round in it because it'll fit in there snug, and then they load it, and then it'll go off. But the primer has different stages in it. It's about, I'd say, 10 inches long inside of it. And it'll go up through and it'll spark each pack of propellant that you have in it. It's pretty cool. But they're not reloadable because the primer itself is destroyed every time it's shot.
Okay, so it's not like a really big fucking normal cartridge where you have just
like, no, that would be way too
that
heavy.
You press it in and then you dump in like 10 pounds of fucking powder.
Absolutely
and
not.
Load in your projectile. It's not a really big gun in that sense.
Correct. Like I mean, it comes in. It'll come in three different pallets for you to successfully make one pallet.
Okay.
You know,
that seems more complicated than it has to be.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't really know a whole lot about it now, but
allegedly, hypothetically,
take it as you want. Fuck around, find out.
So what's that 50 pounds of Play-Doh you have sitting in your shed there, Tyler? White Play-Doh.
In Minecraft?
Yeah. that is completely a joke. You did not steal C4 from the military.
I don't even have a shed. Please don't come to my property and look.
We are being serious. That was a joke.
Yeah, that is seriously a joke. I wonder if is Play-Doh actually flammable?
Play-Doh isn't, but C4 is. But it's is it
C4
like,
is actually not flammable. Did you
like,
know
so
that?
it doesn't burn anymore.
If you shoot C4, it will not go off.
I know you gotta have blasting cap and shit like that.
If you take think of it as this: if you take, because C4 is activated two ways, heat and pressure. So if you put C4 in an oven, and you smack it with a hammer. That will detonate the C4. That is an example. That is not how you
work.
That's not how you actually do it, but that is for instance. I'd imagine like if you use a firecracker, it might go off, but as soon as it goes off, it's actually gasolized. I guess that's a word, gasolized. It turns into a vapor, and it actually goes off that because it is a plastic explosive. But that is one thing that should be illegal too.
C4?
I mean legal, not illegal.
Oh, I was about to say. Yeah. I want my angry Play-Doh just to like blow up tree stumps and shit. That's about it.
Yeah, tree stumps. Tree stumps.
We're speaking completely non-aggression principle terms here. Yes. I would never aggress upon anyone else.
No, because that would end their pursuit of happiness. Unless their pursuit of happiness is children.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So how would you do that?
Stop a pedophile?
Like with C4, like would you just strap it to him? Would you?
Oh, I'd get interesting with it.
Would you like have like a weight on their hand and they have to hold it up on the detonator button? And they gotta hold it up until they physically can't do it.
Yes, but that is too classic.
Another thing about C4, how you see it in like fucking video games and shit, does the little clicky clacky thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
How's that fucking thing actually works? Because when you every video game you see, they just fucking throw a thing at C4 and they go click.
Yeah, okay, so wireless C4 is actually a fucking lie.
Okay.
There is no such thing. I mean, there might be some such thing. I don't know.
But your inventory that you managed it.
I've seen, no, it was always wired. Now, there was two types of cords. So there was a thick cord and there was electric cord. So thick cord is actually, it ran off powder on the inside. And there was a little device that you hooked up to it and you actually had to push in and pull it. And it's what it did. It sent sparks down in this wire and it started burning slowly. Now there was tick marks on it, and I would say it was about 16 inches apart, and each 16 inches was 1 minute of burn time. And that would go to a blasting cap. Now you can take a blasting cap and hook it to another blasting cap, and it will go off because that's how you get electric charge down to a time charge. That's how you can get that to go off, I think.
This seems really complicated.
But when you fuck with it after a while, it's not. Like, we used to take the deck cord and we'd wrap it in a ball and
light it.
No, I mean, the Army was pretty anal with us because we were a bunch of idiot kids. I mean, you think about it, some kids were actually 17, 18 years old fucking with this stuff.
They gave the literal retards.
I had to wear a bulletproof vest to go fuck with explosives. What does that tell you?
No, black jacket, yeah.
With plates in front and back.
So it's the
like ceramic plates that were like an inch and a half thick. It was so dumb.
Oh, like the plates I have.
Sort of. I mean, I don't understand why you...
I like ceramic.
Why? They're so thick. They're thick boys.
They're thick boys, but they're super light. And you don't need a trauma pad underneath them.
Well, there and you have falling. It, folks. Steel versus ceramic. Go four times as thick for...
half the weight.
Maybe an eighth.
My ceramic plates weigh like 3.5 pounds per plate.
Yeah, mine weighs 7.
30-06, level 4, 30-06 AP. It's rated to stop 1, but it probably didn't stop. 3.
Listen, if you get shot in the chest with a what? A 30-06?
AP. Yeah, black tip. I have some.
Yeah, if you get hit in the chest, you're going to break something. You're going to break a rib.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be fucked, but you won't have a whole one.
You're going to be sitting there gasping for air, and you can probably play it off as you're dead, and they will leave you alone. And then you can just, you know, pull like an Undertaker from WWE.
That's against the Gene Convention, pretending you're dead.
Holy shit, it is?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Pretending you're dead to, like, have an ambush, yeah, that is, I think that is against the Gene Convention, but that's a suggestion.
Just like gas.
We commit war crimes all the time.
Yeah. Actually, did you hear about this? So I did not know this until I was enlisted. So we use phosphate.
Oh, white phosphorus.
White phosphorus, Willie Pete, yes. Which we were not actually allowed to call it Willie Pete.
It is, they are signaling devices, not meant to be used as weapons. But guess what, you guys?
They're meant to be, Willie Pete's meant to be a covering.
So like illumination device, pretty much.
In some sense, because it's activated off magnesium.
Yeah, it burns really, really, really fucking hot.
Really, really hot, yes. And if you didn't know it, if like America, we really kind of cheat the system on this one, because it is not intended to kill or maim.
But it just happens to go above the building that the people that you're shooting at, right?
Well, if you shoot into a building, everyone in that building is going to come walking out with glowing pieces sticking out of them. Yeah. Just like that movie Fury when they did that. You're like, hit him with the wheel of paint. Yeah. That one guy that came out of there, he was fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
He was fucked up. I don't understand how he was still alive.
Well, it's because of the movie, not real. But
yeah, I guess you're right on that one. But Willie Peach should be legal. I can't see why it would be illegal.
For your own personal use, yeah, as long as you're not shooting it at people.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
And don't be a dumb fuck and burn down your goddamn forest because you decide to launch one into the brush pile, but...
Why not?
Because you can burn down the fucking neighbor's house. That's...
Fuck him.
That's aggressing on the NAP, Tyler. Non-aggression principle.
What's he going to do about it?
You're fucking with someone else's property.
Is he going to shoot me?
Probably, because you're aggressing on his property by burning his fucking...
Then that's legal, right?
Okay, we're getting into semantics here.
Yeah, you're right.
Regardless, this is like I said, we really do...
Yeah, I got to stop fucking drinking, I tell you that. I'm going to buy a bottle of this.
Here to drink. Don't drink it all, though.
Well, what the fuck?
It's here to drink. Believe me, son. All
right. So let's get on a serious topic here. Okay, dude, I'm at the process where I can't even fucking read yet. Okay.
So we were debating between our actual topic, how long was our fucking intro? Like half an hour. Jesus Christ. We didn't even talk about anything.
No, we just kept getting derailed. You ADHD asshole.
I probably do have ADHD. So how about let's talk about the way our country has just horribly degraded over the past 250 years to the point where we are now.
Sure. Would you mind giving me 5 minutes?
Sure.
All right. So
the floor is yours.
Where should we start? Let's start it with some personal things. So in high school, like I said, I was legally allowed to vote, and I voted for Donald Trump. And I remember when he was nominated in, there was a riot, quote unquote, at our school the very next day. Do you remember that?
Yes. And this might our dox school us big time because we were on the fucking national news for this.
Dude, we made CNN.
We need world news. Oh.
We were on CNN.
Now, is this the CNN we're talking about now? The CNN?
I don't know. Just CNN News.
Okay, so they weren't CNN boys. A true report. They were
basically. Normal. Yeah, they were.
You know what the CNN is now.
Yeah, it's slapped ass. But they pulled. I went into school the next day because I skipped.
I went home that day too. I went to work.
I wasn't even there that day at all.
Oh no, I went to school.
I had no intentions.
God, people are fucking around. Nobody found out. Good.
Well, I mean, I was kind of like, it was between I was fucking lazy and I didn't want to go to school. And
you're like, oh, man.
Darn. I woke up late again.
We went to our school was a county school, but we have a fairly large city in our county. So it was like 50% like really hard red hicks and the other 50% really hard suburban liberal kids that don't know, the rednecks don't know how to think either, and city kids. So you can imagine how well this went over.
It was a giant clash. But what I'm getting at here, you know, when you said the floor is mine.
I apologize.
Yeah, sorry, it's okay. But what happened was I skipped that day, just generally because I was fucking lazy and I didn't want to go into school, blah blah. Whatever the reason was, I don't know. You're talking 4 years ago now. And I went into school the next day, and I was greeted by several teachers, the principal, and the officer that worked with our school. And they sat me – they walked me down to the office and sat me in the principal's office. And, well, hear me out. I'll tell you. I can't believe you didn't hear about this.
No, the suspense is killing me.
So is what they started questioning me what I was doing during the time that everybody was walking through the halls with Trump signs yelling white power.
Yeah, that fucking incident.
And they kept asking me why I said it. Like, I thought to myself, what did I say? I didn't tell them. I wasn't here. I wanted to see what they were going to do. And they said, well, we have you on video yelling white power.
I said, oh.
You, like, bet?
And, no, see, I was actually very scared. I was very nervous, you know, an 18-year-old kid.
Like, my army plans are ruined. I'm in trouble. Yeah,
dude, I mean, I don't know what would have happened. They probably would have labeled me as a terrorist or something, or hate crime.
Well, we're because it was my final
years.
Now.
It was my final year of school, and I didn't. I was scared, dude. I didn't know what to do. But anyways, they said, why'd you yell white power? And then it hit me. I'm just like, oh, I know where this is going. They're looking to point fingers. I wasn't even there. I didn't even show up. I straight up said I skipped school. I wasn't sick. I skipped because I was so scared. I took the detention, even though I didn't even go to it. I took the fucking detention because there was no way that I'm getting that on my record or getting a charge for it or something because I didn't say it.
You did, actually. Actually, I remember. It was a bunch of freshmen that did that shit, right?
No, right. It was actually kids in our shop, Steven.
Yeah, I remember.
And the diesel kids. And, you know, it was a bunch of people.
We went to Slow Tech, so this explains everything.
But, much. Yes, the diversity of that school was pretty insane.
Which I don't have a problem with, but they inherently didn't get along because we have the most rural part of the county, which is actually pretty fucking out there. And then the inner city,
yeah,
which they intrinsically just won't get along. Why, I don't know. But
and it's a shame because, you know, a lot of those kids that were – they were so-called good kids and stuff, and we thought that they were going to go somewhere. I mean, I didn't really think they were going to go anywhere. Some of the kids that I thought weren't going to go anywhere are actually probably smoking meth as we speak. The other ones died, unfortunately.
Wait, who else died?
There was a couple of city kids that died.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know. I know there was one girl that died about a year and a half ago, if you remember her.
Yeah.
Deanna? You don't remember her, Dan?
No, who did?
She was in the computer shop.
Oh.
Regardless.
But,
I think she OD'd. Anyway.
Yeah, so a lot of it was a lot of the city kids that died were from overdoses or drugs or whatever it may be. And then, you know, the kids that are hardcore rednecks, somehow some of them are still alive, and it is kind of surprising, to be honest. But after that, I started minding my own business and doing me.
So how does this relate to how far our country is sunken into a mess?
Because I was getting fucking blamed for something I wasn't even there for. It was because they were looking to point a finger.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a complete shit show.
They were simply looking to point a finger. That's all it was. But, I mean,
there was
Donald...
one bitch on the news that made it on national news crying that she was discriminated against when...
Fuck you.
When none of that...
She probably wasn't even there. That was that one girl that wasn't even there that day either.
Yeah, they were like, go home back across the border where you came from. I'm like, when the fuck did this happen? You think they'd address it? You know, why would you let it go?
Well, I mean, yeah, anyways, I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, he's a good president when it comes down to economics. Yes. When it comes down to rights of the people, no. I mean, look how he installed red flag laws. Look at how
he supports them. We don't have a national one yet, thank God.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but I mean, look at how he totally said about, I want to open up our national carry laws.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
That was a fucking joke.
Deregulation of suppressors? Nope.
Yeah, the National Hearing Act totally bypassed that.
Well, coincidentally, Vegas happened right when it was going to be introduced to the floor, but we're going to save that for another
That
day.
And bump stocks, I mean.
Bump stocks. I'm like, well, if fucking bump stocks are illegal now, why don't you just drill the third hole while you're fucking at it?
Well, to me, it's just...
Don't actually do that if you value your dog's life and your life. On a principle scale, fucking right. We should all have machine guns, but...
I think that we should get rid of all the gun laws that we have established in the last century.
That's basically when they started. Basically, our first actual gun laws started in, what, 34? National Firearms Act. That was, like, our first, and then it just went worse and worse from there, and now we have a fucking broken background check system that doesn't fucking work.
Same thing with our immigration system.
Yeah, our immigration system used to be fucking awesome. Pretty much anybody came in whenever they wanted, but
it was,
there was
I
no
believe
assistance
it,
for them. Like, if you didn't make it, you were fucked.
Yes, I believe it was 1 million people were allowed in through a year. I think it's still.
Yeah,
I think
like,
it's still.
Open door, close the door. Open door, close door.
Yeah, I think it's still that way. I believe it's up to 1 million people. But I mean, I think it should go back to the way it was, back through Ellis Island. If you want to come in, you pass the Statue of Liberty the way it was, the way it used to be.
And then you followed.
You came here for the American dream.
And then if you didn't make it, it was all on you. There was no fucking, you know.
It was on you, yes. Yes. And I believe that, you know, things like welfare and stuff like that, they should be thrown out.
Absolutely. Same as Social Security.
But anyways, what we were saying about with things that were going bad, I mean, I don't. I mean, there was a lot of shit that Donald Trump did that I don't support. I mean, a lot of this is going to be about guns, but he supported mag capacity bans and banning body armor. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. So that's the one thing I don't understand. It makes you harder to get shot at the same time they're preaching that everybody's getting shot. Because gun violence is such a problem, but then they don't even want you to passively protect yourself against the gun violence, unquote.
Well, yeah, that, and it's like he went and he appointed a anti-Second Amendment head of the ATF. Did you know about that?
Yes, I did.
I mean, that's...
Well, the ATF is an anti-Second Amendment organization anyway.
Basically.
It used to be part of the fucking tax code. It used to be part of the IRS. Like, how fucked up is that? The tax collector is enforcing your gun laws. Because the National Firearms Act was actually passed as a tax.
A $200 tax, dude.
Which was ungodly expensive back when that was passed. Nowadays, since our fiat currency is so, you know, worthless, $200 isn't shit. I mean, it's still...
It's, I mean, that's a good chunk of my paycheck that I don't think that I have to pay.
No, for your right. You're buying a right, which is also against what the Founding Fathers wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if some of those motherfuckers alive like Jefferson, and I'm not even going to say Washington because he was a redcoat too. Well, I wouldn't say a redcoat. He wasn't the virtuous leader of liberty that everyone thought that he was.
Washington, what do you mean? Like George Washington?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the fucking Whiskey Rebellion? Taxes after the revolution? He was acting just like the fucking government that they fucking just shot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyways,
but Jefferson was a fucking G. But if those motherfuckers were alive today, fucking...
Dude, I tell you what. If our Founding Fathers were still alive today, they would be very disappointed in the people.
No, tyrants would be hanging from lampposts at this point.
But I'm saying if they would come back now and they would see the way things have changed from what they have created for us, for the people, we the people, they would be upset that we aren't stacking bodies right now.
They would. They'd be like, motherfucker, we fought off the biggest empire in the world for a 3% tax, and y'all motherfuckers are getting 30% of your paycheck just on the federal level ripped out. And God forbid, that's another thing, taxes. Taxes, taxes, taxes. What can you do in this country that is not taxed? You can't drive on the roads that are taxed, which my roads.
I just think it's crazy because if you go down the line from when you get your paycheck. So when I get my paycheck, it is taxed. And then I go and I buy fuel for my vehicle, which is taxed.
Which your vehicle is taxed to be registered every
year. To be registered. And yes, and especially in this state, we pay taxes on vehicles. We pay road taxes. I have to pay a special tax to get my vehicle inspected to make sure it's roadworthy for the unroadworthy road.
And the emissions, which is bullshit.
And the emissions. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going
to
fuck.
So we got our road tax. We got our gasoline tax. We're supposed to fix the roads, which doesn't fucking happen.
But, I mean, it's just everything that we go do is taxed. If I
get a driver's license? Which
taxed.
Which is also, I don't believe in either.
No, I mean, there... This country makes a hell of a profit on selling our rights back to us that we already have. Sure, it's a right to own a gun. Guess what you pay when you go to buy a gun? Taxes.
And then you pay a transfer fee.
You pay a transfer fee,
which
or
is
$20.
Part of the FFL's time. I can agree with that, but that being said, I don't think there should be background checks.
What do you mean?
Like when you pay
the FFL
transfer fee.
FFL's time.
Basically, the FFL can have a $0 transfer fee if they wanted to.
But yeah, normally it's like $20.
Yeah, but they don't have to charge a fee for that, but they choose to because you're taking their time to do the background check. I can agree with that because you're doing business with that FFL. But I also don't agree in background checks because they don't fucking work. And it's just another point of, you know, de facto registration or de facto registration. the government doesn't need to know what I fucking have. They say the government doesn't collect and keep those records. You're fucking lying bullshit. And, yeah.
So,
let's think of more tax.
If there was no background or transfer checks or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
What would it be, Ned?
Fucking nothing.
Oh. Well, so it's a pointless tax.
Exactly. Here's my whole thing on like felons with guns and all that kind of shit. Oh hey, Buddy Bullet guys. We might have them on in a moment here. Here's my thing about the background checks and shit like that. Felons can't have guns, right? They're prohibited from having one.
Mm-hmm.
Have like 40-man drive home. Can we do next Friday, maybe? Sure.
I'm down for next Friday. Yeah, sure. No.
Sure. We're going to take a smaller mission, going with the Biting Bullet guys. Hey, Luke and Typo, we are very excited to have you on.
Hell yeah, brother. I mean,
and Jared.
Can't wait to meet
Jared
you guys.
Jared isn't part of the podcast anymore.
What? Sucks.
Yeah, he moved.
But I think one thing that would really help this podcast is if, definitely we stay on topic and we get people to ask us questions that we can talk about the questions head on instead of just, you know, bouncing over.
Well,
the place.
I don't mind doing a little impromptu one like this where we're just bullshitting.
It's
hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah, that's definitely.
All right, we're derailing again.
Yes.
Back taxes. Back to my view on background checks. So, felons can't have guns, right?
Yes.
Okay. Think about this one.
But who says that they can't have guns?
The government.
But what did the government write?
Laws. Which are on
you. I'm talking from the beginning. What did they write? What did our founding fathers put in the Constitution? Shall not be infringed.
Absolutely.
No matter what you have done, you shouldn't. That is a birth-given right in this country. Shall not be infringed. Because you know what? If I look at it this way. Steven, if your neighbor just gets out of prison.
Yeah.
And he's a registered serial killer.
Yeah.
He could kill you just by you looking over at him. Looking through the window.
If you're safe enough to be returned in the normal society.
You are rehabilitated, right? So if you get out of prison, you are rehabilitated, correct? You should be.
Supposedly, but that's not how it is.
Oh. So in prison's pointless?
Absolutely. Well, the way that it is now is.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe that the system is broken. But anyways, what I'm saying is if
you can join society as a normal citizen, normal human being, you should have all your rights restored.
Correct.
Basically, once you serve your time for an alleged crime, even if it's a victimless one, which you shouldn't be in prison to begin with.
Correct.
You should have all your rights restored. It shouldn't even be on your fucking record, in my opinion.
Well, see, the thing about that is I believe that should be like a strike system.
Held,
I mean, if you keep fucking up and doing the same shit, it should be an automatic death penalty because we're paying taxes for people to stay in prison. That's
now,
my money.
Define the crimes, though. Like, if you're talking about a repeat drug user or drug offender, should he be executed?
Drinking and driving. Boy, I'm drinking and I will be driving.
Do not do that. Well,
hear me out.
Sober up before you drive.
I mean,
Yes.
Barely had three shots of
Do
it.
Not, yes.
You don't understand the level of alcohol I can consume.
Yes. So
but anyways,
so
listen to me.
Be sober when you drive, correct?
Yeah, sure. But anyways, is what I'm saying is if you keep getting DUIs, okay? Which, sure, I mean, people say, oh, you shouldn't drive drunk. You could hurt somebody. But if you get home every single time and you don't fuck nothing up, that's a victimless crime, isn't it?
True.
Because if you do,
but
hit,
if you do hurt somebody, then it becomes.
But isn't that already illegal?
Indeed.
So why is it suddenly alcohol that's a problem?
I can't answer that question. Please.
Ah.
It's a victimless crime.
But I'm saying is, if you go and you do actually hurt somebody, and as a repeated offense, and you are causing somebody life pain, or things of that nature, then it should just be an automatic, you know. Chair, gas, injection.
I don't know how I feel about that because I don't know. Regardless.
But you've done the time. This is a repeated crime. Why are we still paying for you to keep fucking up?
True. I don't know how to answer that one. That's not a question.
That's just that's the level of politics that I believe in. But anyways, what I was saying, Your neighbor is a serial killer. Just got out of prison.
Yeah.
He is rehabilitated.
Correct.
He goes out and he goes and buys a machine gun because last 100 years of laws, gun laws have been rebelled. He goes out and he buys a machine gun. You're kind of scared, aren't you?
No. Because if he was, we're talking in hypothetical land.
I'm saying you don't own a gun. You are downright Democrat or whatever. You don't even have to be a Democrat.
That's your right. But that being said, it's the person who's serial killer's fault for aggressing upon you. But it's you.
But
also
hear me out. You are scared that he goes and he buys a machine gun because you are scared for your life, for your family. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to go buy another machine gun.
Yeah.
And I will make sure that I am armed and ready to the teeth.
Now you're not going to aggress upon him.
No, of course not. If he is living, if
he comes to you,
until he is stopping my pursuit of happiness,
your life, your liberty, then yes, and that's a violation of the non-aggression principle. You have a right to put him down.
It's his life. It's his life to fucking enjoy. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. If you can supposedly repay your debt to society and be released upon the general public, you should have all your rights restored completely.
Correct.
So even it now. Rapists and pedophiles or something?
I mean, hear me out on this. So I got a couple friends that are actual felons.
Yeah, so do I.
And they like the same shit that I do. And I know that they wouldn't try and hurt somebody. Hell, the one guy,
now,
he wouldn't hurt a fly.
Are victimless crimes? Yes.
Yes and no. The one guy, he didn't hurt nobody. He just stole a lot of shit. I mean, that actually
property theft doesn't.
That does kind of hurt somebody because that is somebody's hard-earned.
That is a crime of the victim, and he should have to pay restitution for that.
Yeah, I mean, he actually stole one thing, but it was over the state limit, so it became federal, and it became a felony.
So it became grand theft, pretty much.
He stole a skid loader. Just kind of rolled up on the job site, and key was in it. He's like, "Yep, taking this bad boy home."
Found it.
No, he listened on Craigslist the same day. So,
okay,
I mean, it was kind of a dumb fuck there. But at the same time, I know for a fact that he would never intentionally hurt somebody.
He violated somebody's property, but he didn't physically harm someone.
Correct.
He committed a crime with a victim, but he was a non-violent offender.
Correct.
So, what's the problem here?
Exactly.
There is none.
Exactly. That just comes down to keeping your possessions safe. Keeping an eye on your items.
As well,
yes.
But also, don't fucking steal.
Yeah, I mean.
That's basically what the whole liberty movement, in my opinion, boils down to. Don't rape, don't kill, don't steal, don't fuck with people, and we're okay with whatever the hell you do.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's the way I look at it. Libertarian Party.
Sorry, just finishing up my drink here. So we talk about felons. Talk about some taxes. Should we list off the taxes again? Because it just pisses me right the fuck off.
General gun taxes. General tax that check. General fucking gas taxes. Sales tax. Property tax. Well, I mean, is there anything?
Your water tax.
Your utility taxes. You know, if you buy a fucking tire, everything from a wheelbarrow to a monster truck tire in the state of Pennsylvania, you pay $1 tax on top of the sales tax. And then they tax that $1.
To 6%.
So if you buy a $1,000 monster truck tire and it's 6%, you're paying $60. $61.06.
That's just, what the fuck?
Because it's a
on top of if you have someone professionally install it,
you're gonna pay taxes on that.
You gotta pay taxes on them to install it.
Taxation is theft.
Absolutely. Not that our fucking fiat currency is worth anything, but still, that's the system that that's the currency that we're forced to use. Besides Bitcoin, we should really get into that because government can't tax that
because they don't know how.
Absolutely, and it should stay that way.
I think that government, which the way I spell government would be G-U-M-M, E-R-M-I-N-T, government.
Goomerment.
Government.
G-U-M-B-R-M-I-N-T.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh,
welcome to the shit show, gentlemen and ladies.
I promise if you guys do stick around, this will get very organized. We will.
The guest, when there's guests on, is much better. And if we had our third host with us, which he's shit-faced passed out right now.
That's where I'm going to be here in a little bit.
Well, I got to go to work, but... Well, I don't have to, but I'm on some extra money, so...
That's what that's nice. They're going to tax that overtime. That
yep, they're going to tax that overtime.
So when you work a 40-hour week, the government puts their hand out and says, pay me. And then when you work really extra hard so you can...
Give me more.
So you can really fucking, you know, buy something. The government really holds out their hand. Their eyes start glowing red. And pay me. You know?
And then when you get double time, it's even worse. It's fucking horrible. Then when you go buy that thing, you're taxed again.
Yeah.
And then... If you don't pay that tax, they're going to send people with guns that you paid for with the taxes to come put you in a cage that you paid for with your taxes again. And if you resist, they'll kill you with bullets that you paid for with taxes.
Taxation is theft.
So, in fact, you're not committing tax fraud. You're paying yourself to get shot by resisting arrest. You think about it. It's all fucked. Everything's fucked.
Shit's deep.
It is. We're not violent people.
No, like completely violence. Opposite of violent, but...
But I just hate the way things are. And they can label us extremists, but... Well, I am anti-government. I'm very extreme in my views, but...
I wouldn't say that I'm smaller government.
You're when minarchist. I
say... What's that mean?
You're minarchist.
Minarchist? I'm definitely basically, smaller government. I want the government to stay the fuck out of the people's lives.
Basically, as small... So you believe the government's really only legitimate purpose would be protect property rights, pretty much.
And the government rights. Should be the way the mask regulations are right now. Highly recommended to tell you what to do. That's the way I look at it.
Basically, if there has to be a government, it should be as small as possible. And
as small as possible.
And really only to protect your rights, in quotes. And by protect my rights, I don't mean bombing brown kids in Afghanistan. I'm really against that, too.
I think that, yeah, I mean, when it comes down to military, we should become the large version of Sweden.
Pretty much. Just
Sweden, the way Sweden was back in the World War, that
country... They didn't fuck with anyone. They still don't fuck with anyone.
Fuck no. Well, I tell you what. It's like your shirt there. Fuck around, find out. You know, you want to invade Sweden, go right ahead. They will blow up every single fucking bridge and self-destruct just to make sure that you can't come in there.
Pretty much.
That's badass.
And we should feel that. The only just war is defense of our lives and our homeland.
Correct.
We should not be making the fucking empire that it is now. I don't even get in arguments with people anymore because you can't get through to them.
No.
They're like, well, if you need to pull out, what about the area will self-destruct? Well, we shouldn't have been fucking around there to begin with.
Exactly.
Like, we should have just stayed the fuck out of that situation, but no, we need to...
Well, I mean,
Israel's interest in Lockheed Martin stock prices, and now we're bombing brown kids for fucking freedom, which where my freedoms get in Iraq, which is
here's some things that, you know, you got to look at a bigger picture, and I understand why they did it. I don't want to say I do agree with it or that I disagree with it. This is just me stating facts. If you look at Korea, okay, North Korea and South Korea are two totally different countries.
Absolutely.
Entirely.
One is by the American Empire, the other one is the enemy of the American Empire. And if we could actually invade North Korea and not
it'll
cause
never happen.
Yeah, and not cause nuclear war and war with China, we'd fucking do it too. There'd be another one. It'd be just like Japan, which I'm not saying I agree with that either. We shouldn't have been fucking around with Japan to start them into World War II anyway.
We didn't.
We put fucking embargoes on them and fucking starved their country. That's why they attacked us on Pearl Harbor.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some fact checking on that one.
Please go ahead.
But what I'm saying is... The Korean War, which my grandfather was in the Korean War. He didn't.
None of my family members were. They were all World War II, you know.
Well,
regardless.
In my family, my grandpa was in the Korean War. And I never really got to know my grandpa much. I wasn't old enough to understand things than he died when I was very young. But if we weren't there for the Korean War, North Korea and South Korea would be one country.
Still, yes.
And it would be a totally different world in some sense.
Yeah, but that's still none of our fucking business.
Same thing with back in, what would it be, the 80s, early 90s, when we went to invade, what was it, Afghanistan, Iraq, for oil?
Yeah, they say it's for free.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically, yeah, and is what the, I can't even think of his damn name. It was the guy that lit the oil fields on fire because we were going in for the oil.
I believe that was Saddam.
Saddam. Do you believe that it was right what Saddam did? Set the oil fields on fire?
I don't know a whole lot of history on that. I would say no.
Well, is what it was. He lit the oil fields on fire because we couldn't take it. You know what? I believe what that man did was right. The only reason that he was there, that we were there, was for the oil.
And not for freedom.
Not for freedom. It had nothing to do with freedom.
It's not for restitution for 9/11.
Fuck no.
Iraq and Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11, and then we give money to the motherfuckers that did have something to do with it. Saudi Arabia.
9/11 was an inside joke. Anyways, what I'm saying
is... Where's the plane? That hit the Pentagon. Where's the plane?
Jet fuel can't melt fucking steel.
It's interesting how that building collapsed exactly like a controlled demolition.
Indeed.
With...
Indeed. God damn. Now that I think about it, indeed. Good show,
and
sir.
And then if you looked at, you know, the foundation of, you know, the supporting... girders,
so anyways, I do believe what Saddam Hussein did...
Now, he was a piece of shit, though, in every other sense.
In every other sense, but what he did, I believe, was right. He set those oil fields on fire because we were coming into that country for one reason. It's like me coming over here to say, oh, I'm going to help you, you know, fix your walls, but I want that refrigerator up there. It's like, I'm coming over here as a friend to help you do one thing. Give me that. That's business. That's not me coming over as a friend.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
But I mean, is that right in a literal sense? Do you believe that is right?
No.
Because I'm coming over here because you need help.
Yeah, not to take my shit.
Not to take your shit, correct. That's forced business. That's not free enterprise.
Now, if I said, you help me put up my wall, I'll give you this refrigerator.
That's totally different. That is business.
Yes.
That is business. That is making a deal. We did not make a deal.
No, we just went in there and steamrolled and fucking burned women and children.
But
and
the way
fleeing the city because fucking why not?
But the way it is now, that country is a fucking war zone. It has been for hundreds of years.
It always will be. We don't need
it
to
always
be
will be. The East is a ticking time bomb, but then again, the West is too. I mean, look at this country.
Yeah, the empire is collapsing.
The empire is, and
some
days.
You need to prepare. Why y'all motherfuckers that are just getting into this shit didn't do it before then?
Just keep stockpiling.
Keep stockpiling. God damn
and
it,
don't
save
be
some for the rest of us.
Don't be a FUD. But be prepared for the worst.
I am not hoping for anything. I do not want anything.
I always kind of want to vote Democrat.
No, don't be an accelerationist. I don't want... I don't want the salsa shindig. The intergalactic kegger.
Accelerate the igloo with a capital B.
That is exactly not what
in Minecraft.
Yes.
In Minecraft.
Go an igloo in Minecraft, yes.
But anyways, guys, we are reaching our time limit here. We're going to
run a little long, a little bit over an hour. Complete shit show, just like the last episode.
But this is just to introduce Tyler number two. What actually is number one.
So, I don't know. Well, this episode will probably... I'll probably release this episode tonight, have one on Friday. I know it's been 3 weeks, maybe even four since our other episode. We're just having scheduling conflicts. You know, when one of us can record, the other one can't. We can't get all three together. You know, trying to work out shit with guests.
Different times. I mean, hell, yeah. What's your shift? Third shift?
Yeah, I work third. The other Tyler's third shift, but he works 12 and sometimes 16-hour days, so they never line up.
I'm the legitimate first shifter. Get some.
Woo! Get that $1.50 extra an hour. Oh,
yeah, you can definitely keep that $50 at the end of the week. but anyways, it's just a
it
little
meet
and greet.
The government takes it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're looking, hopefully record this Wednesday. We're hoping to have Pat from Uncensored Tactical one. And then next Friday, which I forget, it's the first week of September, we're going to have, we're going to try to get the Biting Bullet guys on. Tyler number two might be able to attend. Maybe all three of us can get in there and we can have a complete clusterfuck of a show. But I'm looking, like I said, this Wednesday. Let's look at the calendar here.
What are we going to do for an intro? I can make a badass intro. And like, what is it called? Extra? Or exit?
What? Yeah, what? We can do that. We'd have, there's a guy, Nick White Noise, who does the music for the Status Quo. I want to see if I can get a hold of him, see if he can us an intro and an exit.
Hell yeah.
That'd be awesome. So
We can definitely talk about it.
Yep. So September 5th, we're looking to record.
That's a Wednesday?
Yes.
What time?
You can come in as well.
I didn't mean to invite myself.
Well, no, you're more than free to come. But I'm trying to get Pat from Uncensored
Tactical. Little does he know I'm going to be here anyways.
It's fine. And then Friday, Biting the Bullet. So we might get two episodes out next week, or I might space them out, you know, just so we're not just flooding your guys' feed and then having a break again because of scheduling conflicts. So.
And next, our upcoming episodes, they definitely will not be bouncing around like this.
Pat from Uncensored Tactical, we're going to be talking about gear, guns, preparedness, and our kids.
Fuck yeah, I'm down for that.
Because Pat is a high-speed, low-drag motherfucker. He is a cool son of a bitch.
Cool. I like aerodynamics.
Absolutely. You should listen to a couple of his podcasts. Really good information. All free. You know, so.
Definitely going to have to.
So just as a shout-out, hit up. I know this isn't. He's never been on this podcast. But hit up Pat from Uncensored Tactical on Instagram. And I believe he's also on Twitter. Super cool motherfucker. Hit up Biting the Bullet guys, they're going to be awesome. Burning Boots, Friends Against Government, all them guys, just giving them a shout out because they're really good podcasts. And if you enjoy, if you half-ass enjoy this one, then you'll really enjoy theirs because their audio quality and just overall quality is miles ahead of us. So we're just two dumb fucks in my basement here fucking around. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is Steven.
Oh yeah, this is Tyler number two, and we are
the Pennsylvania Patriots.
Absolutely, y'all have a good night.
Absolutely.